What's up, Columbus? This is Samson with WCRSFM. We got the talented singer slash rapper slash entertainer, Mr. Derek Haynes, on the line. We will be talking about his music and who he's trying to inspire. How has he been inspired? And how can he inspire you? What's up, Derek?
What's up, man?
Hey, good to have you on the show.
Thanks. I like to be on the show.
Hey, how are you enjoying this weather we have today?
It's pretty good. Just waking up.
Oh, just waking up?
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, around twelve.
Okay. Hey, people want to know about you, man. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
My name is Derek Haynes. My entertaining name is Derek Haynes, and my name is Daquan Stanton. And I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I was raised until I was 4 there, then moved to Columbus, Ohio. And I'm a rapper slash singer. I do more singing than I do rapping, and I do other types of music too. I'm just an all-out entertainer.
Okay. What is your style like as far as your music? You know, the way you dress, the way you sound, and who they can compare you to? Do they compare you to anyone, or would you say you are in your own lane?
Actually, I try to be compared a little bit to Usher. Cause I try to get the look with the little Usher mohawk. That's what I got on right now. I got my hair cut like Usher a little bit. Cause I like how he sing a lot. And my style is based upon what I like. I like jeans that like I don't like the kind of denim jeans that are like blue. I like the kind of jeans that are like they're not black. They're not blue. They're like let me see. They're really nice. I like.
So you're more like a casual dresser?
Yeah, just like simple but nice. Like everything got to be crispy.
I feel it. And what about your style of music? Are you in your own lane when it comes to your music, or are you compared to anyone?
My music is kind of different. It's like, it depends on the day, it depends on the time, and it depends on what's roaming around through my head at that point in time of what I'm going to record, what I'm going to say. If I have a song in my head before I even record it, before I do anything, before I go to the studio, before I do anything, before I write anything down, I'll probably think of something in my head watching TV, and I'll turn off TV, and I'll just start speaking something, hearing a beat in my head. Sometimes my music I'm matching my beat, but sometimes I can't find a beat that match my music, so I just play like I'm playing a piano with my hands, and I'll hear it in my head, and I'll just start speaking it out.
Oh, wow.
That happens a lot, too. Real talk. It happens a lot.
That's pretty amazing. Who inspired Derek Haynes or Daquan to get into, is it hip hop? Would you call yourself a hip hop artist?
Yeah, I'll call myself a hip hop artist.
And
Nelly did when I was around 7 years old. His song "When I With My Boo," it was a pretty good song. We played it. My mom played it a lot of times in the summertime with the windows rolled down, and my whole family really liked it. It would be me and my brothers when we were younger, and me and my mom, and we played the song a lot. We was a really good family, and we just do that type of thing. But Nelly did a couple of inspirations to me, and then when I started to grow up, I started to hear a lot of new artists that I really didn't like. But I stuck to the old school with Nas. I like Nas a lot.
Yeah,
he inspired my rapper.
Wow, and you're pretty passionate when it comes to Nas.
Yeah, I got Nas in my CD player right now.
Wow, and I was just about to ask you who's in your CD player, and it's Nas in your CD player. So what is it about Nas what is it about Nas that inspires you? Is it the fact that he's, because I know he's a very conscious rapper.
Yeah. It's like when people say these lyrics, they don't really understand, or they don't listen to music I listen to. When I listen to music, my aunt was telling me that I'm a type of rapper that listen to music and then he analyzes it. Because every line that I hear that I think is sweet or I think don't rhyme, I'll call it out like, that don't even make no sense. And when it does sound good, I'm like, oh, that was sweet. And I'm that type of rapper where I don't say anything is bad. I just hear every little line and I'm like, oh my goodness, this dude is sweet. Do anybody hear this dude? And when nobody is jumping up and down, I'll be like, why ain't you jumping up and down? What are you doing? Are you crazy? Do you hear this dude's music? Do you hear every little line that he's talking about? You know what he's talking about? I'm like, you must not be where he's from. You must have not lived where he lived. And when I hear it, I just be like, oh my goodness, he's talented.
Oh, wow. And the way that he inspired you, Nas.
Nas inspired me in a bunch of ways. Nas inspired me as being a young street cat that came up off of nothing. He came up off of selling drugs to coming up to be a lyricist now in this industry called music and hip-hop, and I was inspired a lot from that. I was inspired, like, he was telling everybody, like, you don't have to go the drug route. You can go the music route, but the reason he was selling drugs is to get studio time. That was the only reason why he was selling drugs, to get studio time. I've never heard it. I was like, that's wow. I just thought people sold drugs to get money in their pocket. He sold drugs because he had to get studio time. He had no other money to get studio time. And now that I know that I can get studio time without selling drugs, I'm going to go the studio route where I could try to do something, or do something positive, so I don't have to be out there like Nas was, but I'm not saying that's not a bad route.
I feel you. And it's good that you're going the positive route, I must say.
Yeah.
I want to also say, speaking of positive and inspiration and all this other stuff we're talking about, what message are you trying to send through your music?
Friendship, how to keep a friend, you gotta keep your friends throughout your life, love, that's a message, I'm sending love, a lot of different messages. It's like, they're all positive though, depends on the day and the message. It's like, when I sit down and write my music, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't think of exactly the message that I'm sending, but when I overhear my music, I know what message everybody's going to get.
Okay. When we spoke earlier, before this interview, you was mentioning something about a song that you wrote about best friends and a relationship.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them about that?
Yeah, Friends that I thought I had is down. It's, you can download it on SoundCloud. It's free to download too. Friends that I thought I had, I was sitting down one night and I was thinking about all the friends that I had. There was two in particular friends that I had, and I was in love with she was my girlfriend for a minute. Not that long though. We only dated for like 2 days, and then I guess we broke up, but we were still friends though. And I had a guy friend that he was my best friend ever. We was all three friends, and the song is a positive message too. It shows you friends that you gotta go through life with a friend, cause you can't have no friends to go through our life with, even if it turns out bad. You just gotta stay with it.
Oh.
And it's a pretty good message and a pretty good song. So if you hear it, I think you'll love the vibe.
Oh, wow. It sounds awesome. Sounds like you got your head on your shoulders. A good head on your shoulders is what I'm trying to say, for you to be so young. What are you doing to get your name out? What routes are you taking to get people to know who Derrick Haynes is?
I am taking the internet route. The internet route I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes I have my moments where I'm like, I just want that record deal. I'm like, I just want that record deal to get out of this place, to not have to struggle, to not have to do nothing. I'm like, so I could just focus on my music and get money at the same time. Because it's really hard when you don't have a lot of music. I mean, when you don't have a lot of money. Because when you don't have a lot of money, you can't go to iTunes and upload your music because it costs so much money to keep your account open. And I'm a kid that really don't have nothing. I really don't have nothing. I'm not going to lie to you. My microphone, it cost me $21 to get my microphone. And I took my birthday money to go get my microphone. So you see how much I'm struggling. I'm working on my school computer that I used to have. And that's how I'm uploading my music. I am out of my bedroom uploading my music. It's so hard, but it's so easy at the same time because I'm writing, at least I know I'm writing quality music.
Right.
Quality music. I'm not making it sound like it's something half-assed. And record it and make it sound like it's nothing. I make it sound like it's professional and it's really good and everybody will understand that when they hear my music. And what I do is just go the internet route. I just go the internet route where I upload my music onto a lot of different websites like SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. I do a lot of that. Like all the sites that you can upload music to, I probably got my music uploaded onto there. And I go the booking route where I'm gonna start booking shows, but I'm gonna wait till I got all my music ready and set so I can go out there and I can start booking shows.
Sounds great. You're doing what you gotta do, I must say. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been in hip hop?
I've actually been in hip hop since the age of 7.
I've been doing
hip hop for a long time, and I'm just waiting for a break. Because when I get the break, that's when I think that I'm going to really do something. Because I ain't gonna lie, even a person like me, I need inspiration like all the time. If you put me in a studio, real studio, with a bunch of different guys, and a music producer, and he's telling me like, this sounds right, I bet you're going to get the best album out of me. You're going to get the best thing that you ever heard, and we're going to sell so many albums, and we're going to do so much here and there that we can actually do something. But me in my room, I don't always get inspiration, I get it from myself, so my music is probably going to be different, but it's going to still be the same. So if I'm around a lot of different artists and feeling what they're feeling, I can be like, oh, this song would sound good, and see how they'll hear it before I even upload it, or before I even try to put it as a single. Everybody be like, yeah, that's sweet, dude, that's going to sell so much, that's going to be on the radio, blah, blah, instead of me saying it myself.
I feel it. You said something earlier that I thought was real cool that I want you to put out there. Now, how old are you again?
16.
And you said you listen to a lot of old school. Tell them why, because I heard it earlier, but they didn't hear it. Why do you listen to a lot of old school music? I mean, at being only 16, I mean, you go all the way back. How many years would you say you go back listening to old school?
Since the day of birth.
Since what?
Since the day of birth.
No, I mean, as far as years, would you decades, would you say you go back just to the 90s, the 80s, or the 70s?
No, I go all the way back. As far as time can take me. Because really, what a lot of people really don't know is sometimes I don't remember the names of the artists, but I listen to a lot of different random tracks, like where my TV goes all the way up to like 900 and stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I'll turn into one of those music TV sites and we'll play old school music of old school rappers that don't even exist anymore. Like really, really old school rappers that don't even exist and they're really talented. But they was born in the 80s. Yeah, that's where I'm getting my influence from, the 80s, the 90s, where they were really playing interesting tracks where I hear singing. Like, they don't play a lot of the singing anymore, but singing's not in right now. They don't say it's in right now, unless it's pop music. But the singing, the real R&B was made in the 90s.
And you feel that way because?
because it's not a lot of good artists today. A lot of artists, they don't rap about nothing. In rap back then, it was popular, but it was only a couple people that really rap. But now you have like 5-6 million rappers out there in the world that are trying to blow up as a rapper. I'm trying to blow up as an entertainer, somebody that can entertain you with music, just not by rapping, not by singing, not by anything. It's just all out music, just music. Declared, if I ever put my genre in music, I just put music.
I feel it.
But hip hop is like where I'm dedicated at. It's like it goes straight back to hip hop. So.
Hey, it sounds like you're on the right path. You got a good head on your shoulders to be just 16. The listeners. Once again, I want you to tell them, you know, how can they hear about Derrick Haynes? I mean, give them a specific site to go to get Daquan. AKA Derrick Haynes.
Yeah.
I don't put the
AKA, but I just go by Derrick Haynes. So my name is Daquan.
Okay.
You can call me Daquan. You can call me Daquan. But what I go by now is Derrick Haynes. But you can go on to SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com, and you can just type in Derrick Haynes, DereckHaynes, and I'm just like the picture of a guy looking at Mars because I'm an Aries and I play in this Mars, and that's where I upload all of my music that I'm finished working with. I upload it there, but I'm still working on a lot of different music, so it's a lot of music on my computer that I'm still working on to upload.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
I also, just one more thing that I ask, and I'm not going to forget about the hook. Are you ready to just give somebody a hook, just an Usher song? Can your voice do that now?
I don't know any Usher songs. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I mean, like, I listen to Usher.
What songs do you know that you could just sing just a little tinge or something for us?
I don't know any Usher songs.
Well, sing something. Even if it's la la la, they want to know.
Okay, let me go get a bottle of water because it's early. My voice is deep. Let me go get a bottle of water and drink it, and I'll come back.
Okay. Okay, y'all hear that now? The truth. We're about to find out the truth in a matter of seconds. I want y'all a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. Tell me what you think about Mr. Daquan, a.k.a. Derrick Haynes.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay. It's early in the morning, so excuse my voice.
Okay.
Okay, let me do something from Friends that I thought I had. Okay, wait, let me back to you real quick.
La la la.
Okay. Friends that I thought I had, like an hourglass, they never last. Even when you have a situation, you never let it go to pass. That's how it sounds, but my voice is kind of deep right now, so you can't hear the full effect.
It sounds good. And the last thing, what words of encouragement do you have for aspiring teenagers or someone that's trying to follow their dreams or someone that's... I mean, you said you lived in Detroit, which we left that out, but you lived in Detroit. You know about the life of the hard knocks. I mean, someone that's, you know, that's around a lot of negativity and they're still trying to get to from point A to point B and they're trying to reach their dreams and they're young, like yourself. What do you have to say to them to...
Man, just stay focused, just like record a lot of music, make sure it's quality music, and just stay focused. It's like, it's a lot of different people that's negative, you just gotta stay focused, and that's what I do. It's a lot of things that get in my way, but you just gotta stay focused. I mean, you gotta do what you need to do. Do what you need to do, not what nobody else needs you to do. Do what you need to do. Try to make it out where you're trying to get from. Because if you're a talented singer and you think you're a talented singer, don't go out there and think you a rapper. Don't go out there and try to rap on every little track you do. Go out there and sing. Try to book some shows. There's a lot of good websites where they have bookings at. And you can go to a lot of different websites to see what you do. Like, go to a bar. Go to a street corner. Take the Justin Bieber route. You sit on the corner and play a song with a guitar. If you ain't got a guitar, just sing. Like, just try to do something positive and try to get your music out there any way you can. Go to Google. It's a lot of good sites on Google where you could just Google it up and try to find what you need to find so you can do what you need to do to get out of where you at in that negative spot where you are trapped at. Just try to find your way out in any way you can get out, in any way that you can survive. Just try to do that, because I'm trying to do it my hardest. You don't think I'm trying to do it? I'm sitting in my room right now trying to get out of the place that I'm in. Everybody's trying to get out of that place, because nobody likes struggling. Nobody likes being down on their self, and nobody's like being out, like they struck a couple hits and the third hit is you're out. Nobody likes that. Somebody wants to get back up and they want to recover and they want to make it to the top and they want to be signed by a label. You can't be signed by a label unless you're doing quality music and you're trying to get yourself out there. And I think that you would try to get yourself a manager. It's a lot of good managing sites. So when you go to Google, just type up like artist management directory and look for a manager that you can look for. That's what I'm trying to look for. I'm trying to look for a manager right now. Somebody that can manage my music. And I think that's the best way to go. Independence and the way to try to get your own music out there. Sometimes you don't need a record label, but a record label sure would help. Even a small record label.
I mean, I must say, like I said, I really think you're cool. 16 years old, you got a lot going for yourself. Derek Haynes, we want to thank you so much for being on the show. We definitely want to follow up with you, you know, have you on the show in the future, you know, when you blow up. Please don't forget about us over here at WCRS-FM. Please stay in touch. Don't be a stranger. Everyone, that's Derek Haynes. You can reach him on SoundCloud. Just type in Derek Haynes at SoundCloud.com. He's doing a lot of stuff. He's a very diverse, awesome, talented artist. And we hope to hear more from him. Derek, once again, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be in touch, all right?
All